Now I only wanted an excuse to go to Schufsdalmet a lot. Here at last, politics worked in my favor. Those who looked askance at the ROF's fixing up the Dalmet did so because it seemed like a sneaky way of getting something for nothing. If asked, the ROF would always insist that anyone was welcome to go there and work. But new circles, and especially Adharians, rarely did so. Partly this was the usual inter-order rivalry. Partly it was current events.
"How have your brothers and sisters been treating you lately?"
Tullia asked me one day as we were walking back from Provenor. The shape of her voice was not warm fuzzy, more curious analytical. I turned around to walk backwards in front of her so that I could look at her face. She got annoyed and raised her eyebrows. She was coming of age in a month. After that, she could take part in liaisons without violating the discipline. Things between us had become awkward.
"Why do you ask?" "Just curious," I said.
"Stop making a spectacle of yourself, and I'll tell you."
I hadn't realized I was making a spectacle of myself, but I turned back around and fell in step beside her.
"There is a new strain of thought," Tullia said, "that Orlo was actually thrown back as retribution for the politicking that took place during the Eliger season."
"Phew," was the most eloquent thing I could say about that. I walked on in silence for a while. It was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard. If you couldn't be thrown back for stealing mead and selling it on the black market to buy forbidden consumer goods, then what wouldn't bring down the anathem?
And yet,
ideas like that are evil, I said, because some creepy, crawly part of your brain wants to believe in them, even while your logical mind is blasting them to pieces.
Well, some among the Adharians have been letting their creepy, crawly brains get the better of them, Tullia said. They don't want to believe in the mead and the Spelecaptor. Apparently, Orlo brokered a three-way deal that sent Arcibald to the ROF in exchange for...
Stop, I said. I don't want to hear it.
You know what Orlo did, and so it's easier for you to accept, she said. Others are having trouble with it. They want to make it into a political conspiracy and say that the thing with the mead never happened.
Not even I am that cynical about Sura Trustinus, I said. In the corner of my eye, I saw Tullia turn her head to look at me. Okay, I admitted. Let me put it differently. I don't think she's a conspiracist. I think she's just plain evil. That seemed to satisfy Tullia. Look, I said. Fra Orlo used to say that the Consent was just like the outside world, except with fewer shiny objects. I had no idea what he was getting at. Now that he's gone, I see it. Our knowledge doesn't make us better or wiser. We can be just as nasty as those slines that beat up Leo and Arcibald for the fun of it.
Did Orlo have an answer?
I think he did, I said. He was trying to explain it to me during Appert. Look for things that have beauty. It tells you that a ray is shining in from, well,
a true place? The Hylian theoric world?
Again, her face was hard to read. She wanted to know whether I believed in all that stuff. And I wanted to know if she did. I reckoned the stakes were higher for her. As an Adharian, I could get away with it.
Yeah, I said.
I don't know if he would have called it by that name, but it's what he was driving at.
Well, she said, after giving it a few moments' thought, it's better than spending your life swapping conspiracy theories.
That's not saying much, I thought, but I didn't say it out loud. The decision Tullia had made to join the new circle was a real decision with real consequences, one of which was that she must be guarded when talking about ideas like the HTW that they considered to be superstitions. She could believe in that stuff if she wanted, but she had to keep it to herself, and it was bad form for me to try to pry it out of her. Anyway, I now had an excuse to hang around at Schufsdalmet. I was trying to act as a peacemaker among the orders by accepting the ROF's standing invitation. After breakfast each morning, I would attend a lecture, typically with Barb, and work with him on proofs and problems until Provenor and the midday meal. After that, I would go out to the back part of the meadow where Leo and I were getting ready for the weed war and work, or pretend to, for a while. I kept an eye on the bay window of the Schufsdalmet up on the hill on the other side of the river. Arcibald kept a stack of books on the windowsill next to his big chair. If someone else was there, he would turn these so that their spines were toward the window.
I could see their dark brown bindings from the meadow. But if he found himself alone, he would turn them so that their white page edges were visible. When I noticed this, I would stop work, go to a niche gallery, fetch my Theorix notes, and carry them over the bridge and through the page tree coppice to Schuf's Dalmet, as if I were going there to study. A few minutes later, I'd be down in the subcellar, sitting cross-legged on that tarp and working with the tablet. When I was finished, I would come back up through the cellars. Before ascending the flagstone steps, I would look for another signal. If someone else was in the building, Archibald would close the door at the top of the stairs. But if he were alone, he'd leave it ajar.